Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us on the line right now, New England Patriots defensive back Jason McCourty. Our conversation with Jason is brought to you by Town Fair Tire and Big Y World Class Market. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning. How you doing?
We're doing good. Great, thank you. I assume by this point you and all of your teammates have seen what happened last night. Your take on what Myles Garrett did to Mason Rudolph?
I mean, you never want to see on a football field a helmet being swung. So obviously, that's not something that we want in our game. And obviously, tempers kind of flared, and it got a little out of control there. Not only that, the whole kind of debacle, I guess you can call it, the melee. But yeah, that's hard to see. You know, you wake up this morning, it's all over social media. You think about it. Every all 32 teams in the league are talking about it. Every college football team is talking about it right now. So it's just one of those plays that you hope doesn't happen in our league.
Now, you played with Myles Garrett. What kind of person and teammate was he?
He was an awesome teammate while I was there in Cleveland. There's nothing I can say, obviously, that's going to say, oh, yeah, I foresaw him in a year or two swinging a helmet at somebody on the football field. But, you know, he's a good guy, came in as a rookie. Worked extremely hard, and I'm assuming he's still all of those things. You know, he just, in a split decision on the field, probably didn't use the best judgment and make the best possible play.
Jason, obviously football is an emotional sport, violent, physical sport. Have you ever felt yourself on the verge of crossing that line into something like what happened with Myles Garrett last night in a game?
I think anybody that's played this game, I remember being on the field in 2010, Corlin Finnegan and Andre Johnson got into that fight. And as teammates, we all ran to the pile, and we all ran over there with the intent to be in a fight and to protect one of our own. So I think it happens to anybody that plays this game. We're not – you can't sit here and pretend like the game of football is not a violent sport. It's not a sport that's played, like you said, with a lot of emotions, and sometimes those emotions get the best of us. So, but obviously when we do go overboard, when we do cross that line, there's no excuse.
Courtland Finnegan and Andre Johnson hated each other. I remember like a bunch of times. What was at the root of that? Do you know?
There was nothing. I don't think there was anything at the root of it. I think that's just kind of how our game is made. Everybody comes in a certain way. And I got a chance to play with Courtland for three seasons in Tennessee, and a very good friend of mine. And he was a guy that was a 7-round draft pick from Stanford University in Alabama. So he just always played with a chip, and his goal was, if I can do something to get under your skin during the course of the game, or whether it's a shot after a shot close to the end of the play or whatever the case may be, he was going to do it. You play against a team twice a year, and a lot of times he was matched up on Dre, and Dre is obviously probably a future Hall of Fame player, and he'd do whatever he possibly can to get under Dre's skin. And at that point, he was like, well, I think I got him tossed out the game. But unfortunately for him, both of them got tossed out. But
we're talking to Jason McCourty of the New England Patriots. Colin Kaepernick will hold a workout in Atlanta tomorrow, ostensibly for all 32 teams. I think 11 or something are showing up. Do you think Colin Kaepernick should have an opportunity to play in this league again?
Without a doubt. I think you look across our league and you look at what Cap has done throughout the course of his career, you could definitely argue that there's teams that could definitely use his services, and he could probably perform better than some of the guys that are in this league. So I'm not too sure how, I guess you can say, authentic this workout will be, but hopefully it's a real opportunity for him and something comes of it.
Yeah, I mean, what were your first impressions when you heard about this? Because the league has never held a pro day for a former player, not only in the middle of the season, but they're putting it on a Saturday in Week 11. I think it looks like a complete sham, Jason, but I mean, maybe it is an opportunity for him, but it does seem like weird timing, and just the whole thing is kind of bizarre.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I think, obviously, for him, it's unprecedented for the league to do so. I think his situation is also unprecedented. But I think at the same time, you just hope that just say, all right, this was all done with good intentions, want to create opportunity for them. I think everybody has that hope, and you're like, man, I think it's that. But at the end of the day, kind of, you know what, I guess, business is at the end of the day, and this is something that can look very good to the public. And, hey, look, we gave this opportunity, but there may not be anything behind it. So I think we'll see, obviously, how the workout goes and everything that comes of it.
More of the here and now. You have a football game this week coming out of the bye, looking to bounce back from your first loss of the season. What do you guys as a defense see from Carson Wentz and this Eagles offense?
Man, a lot of weapons. And obviously, I think first and foremost, you start with Wentz. And he's the guy with the ball in his hands every play, and he can make every single throw. He can escape the pocket. He can throw outside the pocket. And then just his smarts. You see him at the line of scrimmage a lot of times, the ability to change the play and put him in the right situation. As a defense, that's always tough to handle as you're looking at them on film and you're trying to anticipate what's going to be here, what's going to be there. And then obviously a guy like Zach Ertz, who's made play after play for them, and Alshon Jeffrey on the outside, and Nelson Aguilar. So I think for us as a defense, we have to make sure we're coming prepared. First and foremost, obviously, no matter who you're playing against, you've got to be able to stop the run and the weapons they have with Jordan Howard and then Sanders as well out the backfield.
So Devin brought up this week that he still remembers when he lost a championship as a 12-year-old. I'm guessing you were on that team. So what happened in that game?
He turned to me and asked me about it, and I told him I could care less about his Pop Warner days. probably a lot of bad playing by him if we didn't come up with a win.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.